Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, wake up, wake up, wake up. Listen, I just got a quick, short, encouraging word for you today. I know everybody's probably, up and doing the cooking thing and preparing for the families and the friends to come over and do all that good stuff. Good morning, Sister Patricia. Amen and amen. But listen, here's what I want you to do. Grab your Bible, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, or whatever it is that you drink in the morning. I want you to get in here. Give me 7 minutes, and I just want to encourage you today, because sometimes around the holidays is the time when the enemy tries to work most in the mind of God's people. Listen, the devil's already defeated, but the Bible says this: as a man thinketh in his heart, the devil's job is to try to overwhelm and distract you in your thinking. Why? Because creation starts in the mind of God. Creation starts in the mind. And if you're created according to what Genesis chapter 1 says, let us create mankind in our image and after our likeness, then you're made just like God. That means your creativity, glory, the creation, oh my God, hey Keisha, woo, vision and creation starts in your mind. Come on now, come on now. I want you to get this. Creation starts in your mind. Come on, I'm going to say it again because I want you to get this. Creation starts in your mind. I'm going to say it one more time. Creation starts in your mind. Vision starts in the mind. High glory. Ikesha. Woo, my God, my God, my God. You better get this morning. See, the enemy's been trying to keep you distracted. He's been trying to keep you from accessing. Listen, he's been trying to keep you from being able to access the vision and creation ability in your mind. If he can keep you distracted and bogged down and overwhelmed with circumstances on the earth, you won't see the heavenly revelation. Woo, he says, ha, glory. Oh, my God. Listen. Oh, my God. Woo. The Bible says that the righteous cry out and God delivers them out of all their trouble. Woo. The only thing that the devil can try to do in your life is to keep trouble and distraction around you so you won't focus. Once you focus in God, now, oh my God, once you focus on the word, once you focus on the spirit of the Lord, once you focus, oh my God, once you focus, high glory on the word. He says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. High glory. And then it says, to them that would receive, hear the word, hide the word in the heart, and do it. He said, I would give them my power, my dunamis, my ability to become the sons of God. Now listen, only sons have access to the power. Listen, only sons have access to the inheritance. Only sons. He said, I've given you the power to become the sons of God, because sons receive the inheritance and the power of the Father. Oh, come on now. Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father do. Oh, come on now. He says, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Your vision, your revelation, what you saw in your heart be done. Oh, come on. I wish I had somebody with me today. Come on. Who's with me today? Who here understands that if it had not been for the Lord that was on your side, high glory. Come on, somebody. If it had not been for God, woo, watching over you. Oh, come on. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Listen, listen, listen. I'm getting ready to go in there. And I'm going to put on all the things that the Lord has blessed me with to be able to go. And, you know, we didn't do the traditional turkey or anything like that. You know, I wanted some turkey drumsticks. Amen. So listen. So listen, when you're in there cooking, what do you do first? You get a vision You get a recipe. Okay, I want this thing to stop here. Yes, yes, Brother Doug. Amen. You get a vision for what you're going to cook. You get all the ingredients, and then you prepare. You put all those ingredients into a pot or a pan, and then you put the heat up under it. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo! And it's the heat that activates what's inside of the ingredients. Oh, come on now. Woo! And David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, somebody. Woo, glory. Come on now, Father, I thank you. Less of me, more of you. None of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. That none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Like I said, this is 5785. It's your season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? This is going to be the season. And in four different areas, you're going to see a season of divine grace and completion. You're going to see a season. This season will be a season of renewal and new beginnings, okay? The struggle, the fighting, the warring that you've been going through, there will be a supernatural breakthrough that leads to fresh new beginnings. This aligns with God's ability to bring new life, even in what seems like dead situations. So once again, season of divine grace, season of renewal and new beginning. Number three, the power of your mouth. Okay, this is a time to be careful what you say out of your mouth, because you're created like God. You have the same ability as God. He created you to be able to do and act just like Him. So what you speak comes to pass, good, bad, or indifferent. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra weight and authority, releasing God's plans in the earth. And then number four, it'll be a supernatural time of rest and preparation for greater works. Hallelujah. The number seven is going to highlight divine rest, which doesn't mean inactivity or doing nothing, but it means preparation. Just as God rested on the seventh day, this will be a season to rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of your life's journey. Amen. So listen, grab your Bibles real quick. Ha, glory. Now listen, yesterday we were on this path. Now listen, what you got to understand, that today is the 333rd day. Come on, I'm gonna write this in here. This is the 300 of this year, meaning 2024. Amen. Yes, Brother Doug. Okay, but let's see what it says about this day. Okay. It says that this day will be a season this would be a day that symbolizes divine alignment, perfections, and supernatural manifestation of God's promises, with the emphasis and connection with His multiplied grace and completeness. Okay? Woo, come on now. Glory. Hikesha. Woo, my God, my God. Here, I'm going to get to the prophetic alignment. Amen. The number one, this would be a day of alignment with God's perfect will. The triple threes, the 333, okay, emphasizes the importance of being in total agreement with God's plan. Amos 3:3 declares, how can two walk unless they be agreed? Number two, supernatural grace and multiplication. This day will be a prophetic reminder that God's grace is not only sufficient, but it overflows. This is a time to expect supernatural multiplication in areas of faith, resources, and spiritual growth. It'll be a day, number three, of completion leading to new beginning. This day signifies a culmination of one season and the beginning of another season, marking a transition into a new phase of grace and fruitfulness. And number four, divine manifestation. This 333rd day aligns with 5785's prophetic declaration that what has been sown in faith will now manifest in abundance. It is a time of answered prayers and fulfilled promises. Come on now, someone type, I receive it, it is so. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Woo, my God, come on now, somebody give him praise. See, if we'll just tap into this today, some practical things to align for today is one, align with God's plan. Seek God in prayer, ask for clarity and alignment with his purpose. Surrender areas of resistance or doubt, trusting in his perfect plan. Two, take steps into multiplication. Take a step of faith in areas where God has called you to act. Sow seeds. Come on now. Sow seeds spiritually, relationally, and financially, believing that God will multiply them in this season. Reflect. Come on now. Come on now. The Bible says that when you repent, he's faithful and just to forgive or release you. Reflect on God's faithfulness. Spend time reflecting on how God's grace carries you throughout this season. Thank him for his faithfulness and trust him for the next season of abundance. And number four, declare his promises. Speak prophetic declarations over your life, ministry, family, businesses, health, finances. Oh, declare that God's grace is multiplying in every area and that his perfect will is being fulfilled in your life. Woo, my God. Listen. Okay, I'm going to copy this in here and I want you to, hopefully it'll let me put everything there. Okay, here it is. And all I want you to do is repeat this after me. It says, just repeat it after me. And at the end, you're going to type, it is so, okay? On this 33rd day, I align myself with God's perfect plans. And I declare that his grace is sufficient and overflows in every area of my life. I step into the fulfillment of his promises, trusting in his timing and multiplication. In this season of 5785, I receive the abundant multiplied grace of God, walking in alignment with his perfect will and divine purpose. Come on now, give him praise and type, it is so. Amen and amen. Now listen, listen, listen. Because we're getting ready to sow the seed, and I'm gonna let you get back to your day. Remember what we've been learning out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And we're gonna end right here, and then we're gonna come on, get your seed ready. Come on now. Oh my God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Look at what it says. Now remember. We said that number one is going to be the season that you will abound. And the word abound means to be abundantly furnished with, to abound, to overflow, to furnish one richly, and to be abundantly furnished. This is not just money, but it's spirit, soul, body, and financial resources. Come on now, Sister Missy. That's right. So when you understand this, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, it also is a time and season that this will be the season that you will always have. Come on now. Come on, repeat this after me. 5785 is the season I will always have. Now type, it is so, okay? Amen. Listen, as I go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, and it says, check it out what it says. And God, listen, is able to make all grace of what? Abound toward you. Come on now. And God is able to make all grace what? Abound. Woo! Abound to overflow, to furnish you richly, to for you to be abundantly furnished. God is able to make all grace abundantly furnish you toward you, that you always having all. Come on now. Woo, my God, always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Oh, come on now, somebody type, I receive it, it is so. Come on now, get this, get this. This is going to be the season. Hey, glory. Now listen, receive this teaching right now. Receive this verse. Receive what you've spoken. Sow a seed into it right now. High glory. Sow your best seed. Sow it into glory. The Cash App. Remember, we've been talking about the Teruma. We've been teaching about how the Teruma will abundantly favor you, okay, in this season, okay? That the first of all first fruit of all things and every teruma of all and every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he may what? Speak the blessing. Cause the blessing to do what? Rest, or to be, have you covered in your house. Come on now. Use our glory. The 5785, the 15785. Sow your best seed this morning, amen, into the Cash App. Father, I declare and decree the blessing of the Lord over their life. As they sow right now, as they receive the prophetic declaration that they, this will be the season that they will abound, be abundantly furnished with, and always have. Father, you're going to cause the overflow, and you're blessing them to be a blessing. You're blessing them. Come on now. Good morning, Eric. You're blessing them to be a blessing. I'm going to say it again. You're blessed. Everything that you've gone through, everything that seems like it didn't work, or it seemed like you got hit and you won, but then as soon as you got done with one fight, another fire, woo, another flood came. Listen, the enemy was trying to distract you, to keep you from seeing that God allowed you to go through the fight. So when he brings you out, he's bringing you out into your wealthy place. Oh, my God, my God. Woo, come on now. 57, sow it into the Cash App, $ Prophet MD Bryant. It's your season. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to put it right here. It's your season. Woo, my God, that you will always have. Woo, now listen. The more you sow, the more you will always have. Remember what we learned yesterday? 2 Corinthians, where it says that those that sow bountifully will also reap bountifully, okay? This is the key. Seed time and harvest is God's supernatural prophetic release in your life. It's your power source that will cause you to always have. Understand that. Come on now. Father, I thank you. I speak the blessing of the Lord over their life. The blessing of the Lord that makes them rich and adds no sorrow. Spirit, soul, body, and financial. Father, I speak. Father, for those dealing with health issues. Father, I speak against depression. Father, I speak against bipolar, schizophrenia. Father, I speak against Alzheimer's and dementia. Oh, come on now. Woo! Father, in this time of the holidays, I destroy and speak against the spirit of suicide. Woo, that there's nothing that God can't do. The Bible says the righteous cry out and God, Elohim, delivers them out of all their trouble. Why? Because he's daddy. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, Father, right now, I speak against debt, lack, and poverty. Woo, glory. He can't shout. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Father, you said that the woman that sold two mites gave more than all that sold in their abundance. Father, as they sow into this word, into this ground right now, woo, into the Teruma, the Cash App, $ Prophet MD Bryant, increase and multiplication beyond measure. Father, I come against, okay, high cholesterol, diabetes, type 1, type 2. Woo, my God, Father, I come against, high glory, tingling in the feet, loss of circulation, blood flow, high glory. Woo, my God, the pain in the feet, high glory. It can't shout to the mouth. Father, any symptoms of diabetes, any symptoms, woo, my God, aneurysms, blood clots are clearing up right now. Woo, I don't know who I'm talking to. Woo, but you are glory. Father, I come against blood clots in the lungs. Oh, come on. Oh, my God, blood clots in the legs. Varicose veins, lack of circulation. Oh, my God, swelling. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, swelling in ankles. Lower extremities, hands. Father, I come against the spirit, high glory, of arthritis, rheumatoid, osteosclerosis, Father, muscular dystrophy, anything that comes against the bones of the body. Woo, my God, come on, you better get this right now. You better receive your healing and sow the seed. Father, I come against right now. Oh, my God, glaucoma, woo, cataracts. Woo, our glory, astigmatisms, bad eyesight, Father. Oh, my God. Woo, the Bible says that he spit in the mud and he anointed the blind man's eyes with the dirt and mud. And then he began to see. Woo, my God, Father, right now. 2020 vision, I speak it right now in Jesus. Father, I come against COVID, all variants of COVID, any other strains of flus and other sicknesses. Father, right now. Divine healing, divine healing, divine healing. Heart, heart issues, congestive heart failure. Glory, enlarged hearts. Glory, ikesha, restricted blood flow in the heart. Glory, plaque in the arteries and the vessels of the heart and the vessels and the veins, Lord God. Woo, clear the veins. Father, we come against plaque in the veins. It's clearing up. Glory. Oh, my God, my God. Woo, my gout. Glory. We come against gout right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Allergies. 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 You don't have to have allergies. Stop saying, oh, well, you know, every time about this year, my allergies begin to kick up. Now, that's right. Liver disease, kidney disease, failing kidneys. We come against it right now. Woo, God. Oh, God's going to give somebody a kidney transplant in Jesus' mighty name. Oh my God, liver, high glory. Lay the alcohol down and God will clear the liver. High glory. Hallelujah. High glory. Woo. Urinary tract infection. I just heard that right now. UTIs. High glory. Urinary tract. Oh my God. Infection. Oh my God. Woo. Bladder infections right now. Gallbladder. Oh my God. Kidney stones. Father, you're healing kidney stones right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I give you glory. I give you praise. High glory. As you speak it to me, I'll speak it out. And Father, you said, our glory. I can have whatsoever I speak. High glory. That's right. Brain aneurysms, Lord God. Father, things coming against pituitary glands, thyroid glands, lymphatic systems, the endocrine systems, all the areas of the hormones are coming into alignment right now. Woo, my God. CTE, athletes, our glory, who've been dealing with concussions and CTE, our glory, there we go, Sister Missy, intestinal problems, there we go, gluten, colon polyps right now, stomach issues, glory. Anything that would come against the body, I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Now listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Sow the seed, use the Cash App, sow it into the Cash App, $ Prophet MD Bryant today. Watch what God does in your life. Once again, this is going to be your season that you will always have. In Jesus' mighty name, be blessed. I'll see you tomorrow.